Over 300 Sri Lankans have tried to get to Australia in recent weeks. Controversially, we found out that two boats were intercepted on Election Day. But there appears to be a perception that with a Labor government, it is worth giving it a try, as many think that they will be allowed in. Previously, people came from Sri Lanka to escape the sectarian war in the north of the country. But now hunger and privation are forcing people out. I ask Rizan Rizvi from the Sri Lanka Association of New South Wales that with shortages of food, medicine and fuel, just how bad things were getting in Sri Lanka.
I think the whole lifestyle has changed over the last few weeks or months now. The average person has to queue up for basic essentials like groceries, the food, the medication, or just getting petrol from a petrol station. You probably had to queue up for 5-6 hours a day. So I think that life has completely changed for a lot of people. So there's a lot of frustration among the community out there. So it's a very difficult time.
Is it worse in the country or in the city? Are people a bit more organized in the city, or is it just bad everywhere?
I think it's generally bad everywhere. And you will see the problem even more worse in the city, because city depends on the energy, the population is high. There's lack of transport option to bring food from where you typically grow in the country. So the city doesn't get enough supply. So the food prices have gone up by 200-300%. So the situation is bad in Colombo comparing to the rest of the country. But evenly across the whole nation, they're suffering. There's lack of medication for even getting a basic medication like Panadol. You might have to wait for some time.
What's the situation for people with chronic conditions and so forth? Are the hospitals not coping as well?
The chronic conditions are even worse. People who rely on medications such as insulin, there is no insulin to give. And not only the public hospital is unable to give insulin, people cannot even buy insulin from the pharmacies because there's lack of stock in the country.
And I understand there's ships waiting offshore because they haven't been paid or they can't get the fuel. Apart from medicines then, what are the imported goods that people really need?
I think the important goods is basic food, the essentials such as the rice, the dals, the day-to-day essentials, even fresh produce. There is lack of that because the farming in the country has dropped significantly because of a policy that was adopted last year, and that has resulted in decline in farming in the country. So there is a huge shortfall when it comes to even producing enough food within the country, let alone importing them. You're right. There are a lot of ships that are waiting to be at the docks, but the government is unable to pay to offload them.
People have been telling me that it's very hard to just contact friends and relatives because they haven't got a reliable electricity to charge up their phones. Is this something that you found?
Yes. In a given day that you're looking at minimum of 5 to 8 hours of power cuts, right? So that gives less and less time for people to organize themselves. And these power cuts are throughout the day, during working hours in the night. So it becomes a bit of an issue. People cannot have their own power generating capacity because there's no diesel to pump for the generators either. So it's hard for people who work, and it's also hard for people who are at home, especially with people who rely on electricity for their day-to-day medication.
And are people angry at the government for this?
Oh, yes. There has been a protest for the last 60 or 70 days now at the Goldface Green, demanding the president to resign. The prime minister has resigned, and new prime minister has been appointed by the president. But the common ask is the president resign and change of government, because it's actually the bad policies such as reduction in tax revenue And also there's policies related to the agriculture that has put this country in a very bad shape.
Are people also concerned about the amount of investment from China and how much that is controlling the economy?
Certainly, that, you know, we have been on this debt trap for many, many years. We can't service the debts, and a few months ago that Sri Lanka started to default. At the international level, that we are not unable to pay to service those debts. So there is a growing concern about the influence that Chinese have had on the investment. But I think the more the concern of the public is not the investment, but how much of corruption that has taken place that has emptied the coffers.
Rizan Rizvi from the Sri Lanka Association of New South Wales speaking with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers, and this is The Wire, broadcast around Australia on the Community Radio Network.